When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42. Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan.
What up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it, there's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
I just watched Raw, right? And it's the hour and a half version on Hulu. And I swear there was only like five things that happened in the hour and a half segment. There's got to be like way more stuff in this that when I'm going to read this that I didn't see. Like there has to be, you know.
Well,
so
there
I'm
were
gonna
a lot of
out.
Packages, and there was right. a lot of you know, putting over Rhea and putting over. Was Asuka, because I think right. they know that that match is not hot and it has no buzz. So right. they're trying to bring wrestlers in to make it seem important. And I think right. it's too little too late.
Well, let me just – so right off the bat, they have – I'm not interested in this. The Miz TV, he's got Trish, Becky, and Lita. And they're all just, you know, they're trashing Miz. Miz asked Trish and Lita when they returned just to play backup to Lynch, and Lita showed off her title belt and said she doesn't feel like backup. She feels like one half of the tag team champions. Damage Control comes out, and basically they just get in each other's face, jaw jack each other, and, you know, you haven't done anything. Lynch said to Becky, and she spoke about various times she thought the feud would end and now can only end at WrestleMania. Lynch spiked the mic, and the team kept jawing at each other, and, they go to the break and they come out back out of the break. And we got a match against Io Sky with Becky Lynch and like 11 minutes. This is what, bro. I thought this is the old school lazy booking where you fill a whole angle into like a half, you know, the first 30 minutes of the show. And I just, you know, I'm not into this. I don't care. And what did you think of this?
Well, I didn't think anybody was really good on the mic except Bayley had one good jab. When she told that Trish and Liv that they were relevant like 20 years ago.
Right.
And then Trish pointed to one of the belts and she was like, well, that makes her relevant now. But Bayley was the one, Becky was the one that really brought it. She destroyed Miz, just buried the guy with the tiny balls and some other shit. And then she also browbeat Damage Control and then buried them, bro. She had a really good promo, good fire, might be the cold open. And this was a really good match. I have not been impressed with Io, who actually wrestled in AAA a lot of years ago. I've not been impressed with her in months, but they did a good job here. And by the way, you should have seen, and obviously she's a heel, but Bayley, when they were wadding her, she shut the fans down, bro, unlike
right.
Flair. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
so
the number was 1.84 million. It was up slightly. For all,
how much yeah. from yeah
it says
I had a conversation with Vince about we'll talk about this after we do the review.
And I just remembered one more thing. Lynch hit like a reverse DDT that almost, it was mistimed and almost fucked up Sky, but it didn't.
So backstage, Seth Rollins is interviewed by Kathy Kelly, then Mustafa Ali enters the picture, and he calls himself now Positive Ali, which I think is actually
Positively or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Positively, Positive Ali.
Yes, so,
right? And then Seth Rollins is making a joke, going, oh, I get it, Positive, yeah, whatever. They say, right. Hey, remember we won a match? Let's have a match. Because he was browbeating him about Logan Paul, and Seth just started getting aggravated. So
this was good because it was a different way to set up a match.
Right. So yeah. Seth against Ali, 2 minutes, he stomped him out of the rope. He ended up in the Tree of Woe in the corner. So he stomped him when he was in the Tree of Woe, then he stomped him again and beat him. And after the match, Rollins said he would finally get his hands on Logan Paul on night one of WrestleMania. And Rollins said Paul had a history of making a joke out of himself. Rollins said if he can't beat Paul at WrestleMania, then he's not the joke I am. Rollins said that everything that Paul has done to him would come back around in 5 days, and he mentioned that Saturday would also be Logan's birthday. He said the fans would serenade him all night long, but it wouldn't be with the happy birthday song. And Rollins told the fans to give a preview, and they all chanted his entrance theme, and Rollins closed by saying he would see Paul at WrestleMania.
Well, they're saying.
You know, let me tell you something about Mustafa Ali, okay? This is the guy's problem. He loves taking great bumps for people to make their stuff look good. And he's very good at it. But, like, bro, all you're going to do if you keep doing that is they're going to put you in a spot where you're having to go under and put in over the guy's moves. It's like he needs to start getting some more offense in, and showcase that more. I mean, would you agree with that or not?
No, I think his problem is the same problem a lot of people have there. Bro, they just have a lot of great talent there, and if you're just good or subpar.
I think he's really good. I mean,
he's a star.
Well, but that's his personality, though. Right, that's his personality. But his actual technical skill is incredible.
Yeah, but all of them have great technical skills. So do you push him to be stars? How about the other part? You know, he just either you have it or you don't. I'm not saying he can't, but he's just one real good. I always say this. You're just one real good storyline from being over.
That's the difference between WWE and AEW, I noticed, too. Is you mentioned that he's in a company with a bunch of stars, bro. There's not really a on the male side. There's literally like nobody on that roster that doesn't look like they belong in that ring. And like AEW got some there's a lot of workers that look like they need to go back to the wrestling school. If you need like that, like there's a definite difference, you know, in like the level of the quality of work that they do on the show. Everybody's most of these guys are all good at everything, you know, so. Well,
that's something that Moxley said recently about the reason AEW is going to try to start running more of these house shows is to get guys like that and girls more reps in the ring. You know,
You need it. That's that, bro. I didn't. If you look at my work, like the first 6 months in WCW compared to my last six, it's like I'm two completely different workers. I got so much better. You know,
Want to say that. Since we're mentioning Logan Paul and stuff here, he reported on his podcast that his WWE contract's about to run up.
Yeah, he had a three match deal. Remember, it was like three matches and like
for 5 million
when he signed. Yeah, when he signed it was like for three matches, and this is his third match. So
yeah,
well, what a run he had, huh? Three match deal. He did the who did he work? He worked Roman in a pay per view event. He's working Seth. Who else did he work?
His first match. Was with Ray, wasn't it? No.
Yeah, but that was before he signed. He came back and said he signed a deal. Was this one with the? Was it with Miz?
Yeah,
Try to look that up, Joe.
Yeah, he teamed with Miz, and then at SummerSlam he wrestled Miz, right?
Rob, I'll get it. Go look that up. Say this, Joe. Find out who his last match was.
They missed a big opportunity because this is their go home show. They missed a good opportunity that while the people were singing, I would have had Logan Paul come out on the Titantron and tell them to shut the fuck up. And he's with his birthday cake, and he's doing an early birthday celebration. They brought him another cake. Here's the other cake for when I win. And just fucking done a heel promo. You know what I'm saying? Not that they need it. I mean, it's pretty well established. But, bro, you're paying him all that money, and this is your go-home show. Logan Paul, if he isn't going to be there, he should have sent in a promo, I feel.
Okay, so I got an idea.
Yeah, he wrestled with Miz against Dom and Ray last year. Mm-hmm. Mania, and then at SummerSlam he wrestled Miz, then he wrestled Roman at Crown Jewel, and then he was in the Rumble. So he's done four.
Okay, no. So I think he announced his three match deal after he wrestled. Okay, so that would have been the Rumble, the match with Roman in this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so this is
you would bring him back, obviously, right?
Oh yeah, would you give him?
Would you give him the same?
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, then why are you asking that question when we all know we would?
Cool. I'm just making conversation.
Kind of a dumb question. Right. Come on.
Yeah, because you're the question.
But would you give him the same? Would you give him the same $5 million or whatever? Or would you?
Yeah.
What if he wants more? What if I want 7.5?
Well, then we'll give him more. He's worth every penny the exposure he's getting.
Right.
Okay, so this is interesting because I got an idea.
He's delivering
here.
In the ring.
Right.
He's delivering everywhere. Yeah.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf The Great Wizard to Totally Bear. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And, like, you heard that. No more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
one guard.
Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your bearded hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get
that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. It brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Footage aired from earlier day of Baron Corbin complaining to Adam Pearce about not having a match at WrestleMania, doing signings and meet and greets all across the country. Then Chelsea Green interrupted and asked Pearce why she wasn't in the four-way tag team showcase match. Then Pearce said Green doesn't have a partner and Piper never wanted nothing to do with her. Then Sonya Deville showed up and told Green that she did Pearce's job better than he did. Pearce said they would have to earn their way into the four-way by winning qualified match during Raw, and Corbin returned after the woman left. Seriously, Corbin asked Pearce, who walked away. I have an idea that they should do with Pearce. Like, they keep picking on him and making him look bad and everything, all that. He should, like, go off and, like, just suspend them for, like, to say for talking derogatory towards the manager. And, like, the very next week he gets overturned and, like, they, like he literally can't get out of his own way against these people. And they just walk all over him, you know? Like, I actually like this, like, the little story they're telling with him and the girls. Because Chelsea Green's actually, she's so hot. You know, I like her appearances. Mm-hmm. So Omos comes out for the weigh-in. MVP, you know, cut a promo on him about him, and he stepped on the scale, and the referee said Omos weighs 410 pounds. Then Brock makes his entrance, and once in the ring, he's charged right at Otis, and was unable to take him off his feet with a pair of shoulder blocks. And Lesnar picked up the scale, but Omos booted him in the face, and Omos picked up the scale, and Lesnar powdered out of the ring. And the crowd chanted Suplex City, and Patrick indicated that Lesnar versus Omos match would be held on Saturday. So Saturday we got Theory, Cena opening the show, Logan and Rollins, and this match, and the tag match. That's, you know, they got a lot of stuff I'm interested in already on day one. So Rhea was interviewed back. What'd you think of that, by the way, that segment, Conan?
I think almost got the upper hand last week, and this week I guess to make him look credible, or maybe I think that's the most they can do with almost, and either due to his limitations or saving it for the match in WrestleMania, because anywhere anybody else would have been Suplex City, you know?
Right.
And then this is a go home heat segment. I don't think it really hit its goal, but
yeah. Well, put Omos over is all it really did, but not in devastating fashion or anything. He kicked him in the face, he still walked away. So Rhea was interviewed backstage and said there's no denying how great Charlotte is, but she doesn't need to be reminded she's a 14-time champion. Ripley said Flair's legacy is unmatched, but it won't define her destiny. Ripley said she must beat Flair, must become the biggest star in the industry. And Ripley said when it comes down to Charlotte's legacy compared to her destiny, Ripley said Flair won't stop her from becoming the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Pretty basic.
This is nothing. And, right. I don't know why Rhea and some of the wrestlers don't say, hey, let me write my own shit or let me fix it, because I keep saying go home show. Why is that important? Because this is your last chance to make an impression for people to watch. And this is what you're doing. Like Becky did a great go home promo. That was a real good go home promo.
Yeah. So next they had a video with Finn Balor, and it's kind of like shot really cool, because it was kind of like a dark and his face was really, it's just, you got to look at it. It's kind of cool the way they shot it. And Balor told Edge to do whatever he has to unlock his demons. But Balor said he doesn't summon his demons. It's always there. He said, you just have to look closely. Then they kind of like used some CGI and made his face look like he was turned into a demon and stuff. It's actually a pretty cool little gimmick there, I thought.
Yeah, basically letting you know the demon's going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to. Disco doesn't like spoilers, so I won't.
Don't tell me. Don't give me any spoilers. The next is Braun and Ricochet and the Street Profits against the Alpha Academy and the Viking Raiders in a 8-man tag. Maxine Dupri, who's super hot, was shown watching the match backstage, and Otis performed a move on Ford and looked in the camera and said, Maxine, I'm here, baby. A short time later, Ricochet had a nice 5 cents of flurry. Then basically, Ricochet performed a swanton off of Strowman's shoulders onto Eric, and the Legal Man Ford performed the big frog splash onto Eric, and they pinned one of the Viking Raiders. I thought that was interesting. I would have pinned Chad Gable here. But the babyfaces go over, and then Maxine Dupri was shown backstage watching again, and the babyfaces play the crowd. This is, I don't know what the purpose of this match was. So,
are those guys all Battle Royal guys? They're all going to be in the Battle Royal.
Well, they're in the tag. Aren't they in a tag thing at WrestleMania against each other? I don't know.
Strowman's not on the card, no.
I guess there is going to be a battle.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Oh yes, they are. They're in the
four-way tag, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. All right. Next is you get.
Yeah. This is just Otis, you know, being recruited by this girl, and the people were chanting, "We want the smoke" at the beginning. This is kind of a little bit of a clusterfuck when you get eight guys in there at the end.
Right.
But at the end, Ford and Ricochet were doing some good high flying moves. Like the last minute or two was really good. But, you know, this is just all of an angle for Otis to be to join the Maximum Male Models or whatever they're called.
All right, so we do an empty arena promo from Austin Theory, kind of like a different look. Thought this was pretty interesting. Theory said everyone looks up to Cena, so it's fitting that Cena will be looking up to him. And Theory said he would make Cena believe in him. And Theory said he would make the WWE Universe that Cena loves so much believe in him when they meet on Saturday at WrestleMania. And he looked at the WrestleMania sign once his promo concluded. This is a decent promo, but like, you know.
Okay, so I'm going
to
say this.
I would prefer to see John Cena selling this because he's been – the theories, I've seen enough of this, you know?
I'm going
to
say the same thing I've said about a couple promos. This did nothing to get me invested. That promo needed to be hotter than that. And I'm going to say the same thing I said in the Logan thing. Cena in such a high-profile match coming back, WrestleMania, why didn't he – do a pre-tape or do a live on the Titantron?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So next was where am I at? Oh, so next is another Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville wrestle Meechan and Candice LeRae for qualifier for the 4-team showcase match at WrestleMania, and Sonya Deville and Chelsea win.
The only thing I can say here is, bro. First of all, the Poison Pixie, you know, mm-hmm. What a brutal name. Nothing like accentuating the fact that you're a diminutive. You know what I'm saying? And where's
that's
the
an
OC?
Excellent word for a Latino on a podcast.
Where's the OC? Where only I say that. Where's the OC?
Well, they're going to be in the Battle Royal too.
So. Yeah, but why weren't they there?
Okay. No, you're right.
And I like Deville because she's really great at talking trash. And I thought her segment, I didn't say this, but between Corbin, Pierce, Green, and what was the other person that was in it? And Deville, that was really good. All four of them.
All right. So next, Kathy Kelly introduced Heyman. He was basically just hyping up Solo. And he did mention that he said Cody will have to take the emotional baggage that Reigns will dump on him on Friday's SmackDown at WrestleMania. So he's teasing that Roman is going to drop a bomb in his whenever he talks about Cody on Friday. So the Dom and Damian Priest got in the ring, and Dom cut a good heel promo. Said, Dad, I never – he was basically just burying his family, burying everybody. Said, Dad, I've never said this out loud, but I wish Eddie Guerrero was my real father. You never existed because my entire family is a disgrace to the Mysterio name. Remember we talked yesterday, one of the mailbag questions was asking who's a better heel, Dom or MJF?
Right.
Bro, Dom – nobody's getting better heat than Dom right now. In the business. I mean, is anybody getting better heat than that?
No.
You know, it's like, so I would say that Dom right now is the, isn't that crazy that kid that we've known for a while and everything. I have, you know, he's been in the club. I've met him multiple times. Ray used to put Dom on the phone with me when he was a little kid, like when he could barely speak and
to insult
and call,
you.
And call me the F word, you know, right. which was funny. So, yeah, but that's crazy that he's like the number one heel in wrestling right now. It's like it's unbelievable how this happened if you think about
it. I'm so happy for him, man, and happy for Ray too.
So Ray against Damian Priest, and Dom attacks Ray when he goes up for the 619, and Priest held Ray while Dom threw punches at him. So then Santos, Joaquin, and Cruz del Toro run out, and they cause Dom and Priest to leave the ring. So they're still keeping that. That I call it like a satellite angle working, right. Where you still got the connection with those guys. You know what's funny? Well, you know what those guys should do is, you know, they should keep like coming out to help Ray even when he doesn't need help, and then kind of like, you know, start saying, hey, Ray needs to show them respect back, and then and he needs to, you know, return the favor. And Ray's going like, I'm not asking you guys to do any of this. You know, I mean, I don't know. They need to be like friendly with each other, but that relationship needs to turn sour too. That's where that should go. You know,
I good heat when Dom said he wished his dad was Eddie Guerrero. Now right. This was good, but I disagree with Joe. I thought SmackDown was better for two reasons: because he finally got his dad to hit him, he finally got his dad to agree to a match. And it showed that what makes Ray crack, him screaming to his mom. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you don't disrespect your mother. Right. Everything else I can put up with. That was great.
Right. So backstage, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson found their names on the Battle Royal entrance list. Payday, Gallows said. It's a pretty good line. And Johnny Gargano was there.
So why
Boogs, Elias.
But not with this girl if they're mm-hmm. a team.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. So and then a lot. So then Dexter Lumis was there, and Elias and Bronson Reed. And when Elias turned around again, Bobby Lashley was there, and he took issue with Elias, claiming he was a lock to win. Who is Bobby Lashley wrestling? Does he have a match at WrestleMania now?
No, he's in the Battle Royal now too. Wow.
Yeah, they do it. They do a backstage segment. You probably didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, one on the.
And let me just say, bro, the problem here is that Ziggler always loses, and the announcers try to make him feel credible, which makes them sound dumb. Same thing in AEW when they'll get a guy there that's like, you know, 15 and 30, and they're, oh, you never know. In wrestling, anything can happen. I don't think this guy's going to win. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So next is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn backstage cutting a promo and said it doesn't get any bigger than facing the Usos for the tag titles. And Owens got fired up about winning the tag titles in the city where they got their first big break. Just a short promo backstage. Gunther against Dolph, 6 minutes. Dolph got some offense. Then
you know Gunther, who I think they were referring to, PWG, and I bet you WWE didn't want him to say it. I'm thinking.
Right. So next is Gunther beats Dolph Ziggler. Giovanni Da Vinci was there ringside. Gunther said Ziggler's fate was the same one awaited both his opponents at WrestleMania. So this is an enhancement match. Any comments on this segment?
Which one?
Well, the Dolph getting beat by Gunther. So next is Cody against Solo.
He did hit a great Famouser though.
Yeah, so Cody against Solo, and near the end, the Usos come out. It distracted Cody, and Koa super kicked Cody and put him down with the Uranage slam for near fall. And Sami Zayn's music played. Then him and Kevin ran out and brawled with the Usos on the stage, and then Cody went for a Cody cutter, but Sokoa stuffed it, and he wound up for his finisher, but Cody avoided it again and hit the crossroads and scored the clean pin. Mm-hmm. After the match, Cody jawed to Heyman, who remained at ringside and spoke on his phone, obviously talking to Roman. Then Cody went to the ropes and celebrated, and Graves questioned whether Cody would get the Hollywood Annie or just end up another statistic for Reigns. It was always me, Cody yelled to Heyman, who was speaking into his phone. A graphic listed the... Then they went off the air. What'd you think of this?
I don't know, bro. I have mixed emotions because I think they did this to make it seem like Cody has a chance with Roman, but I think people already think that. And I don't know why you kept Sokoa undefeated all this time for Cody to beat him. I would have left him undefeated and maybe had done something with Roman down the line.
Right. Well, let me see this. Me and Vince were talking about, I guess, like this. Like the second half of the show dropped off like 200,000 viewers, right? And Vince was wondering if he thinks that, like, maybe Cody's not drawing or something. It's like, well usually the show drops like 300,000-500,000 people from start to finish. So $200,000 drop off for which normally the third hour, bro, people just are not used to watching this whole show. Like, there's not a lot of people that watch this from start to finish. I would suggest.
No, the third hour always drops.
It's right. But and I will say too, I don't, you know. Bro, maybe you were surprised. I didn't think anybody thought that Cody was going to lose this match.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was going to lose it, but I was surprised that they couldn't put somebody else in there and they had an undefeated guy lose to him. So you had him undefeated all this time for Cody to beat him?
And it was that's basically a clean win, too. It wasn't like a, you know, schmazzle.
Yeah, you're right.
He was distracted.
Win.
He was distracted, though.
He could have protected Solo here. I would have. You know what? What I thought would have been more interesting here is that they booked this as like a Samoan street fight, and like so it wasn't like a regular match. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Just I don't know. So, but the show was all right. There was a lot of, you know, like I said, the Hulu version. There was only like five things. So, whatever. So. Any less comments?
Bro, it's too long. And just saying what I said before, you look at it, and I guarantee you 90% of the shows this year and last year, they all had a third hour drop. They always do.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's been our Raw review.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yeah.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple of weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Another K100 adjacent announcement, D.I. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Where's that soundboard that you said you had bought?
I have it here, but I got to get it to work. It's been giving me a problem with the sound, so I don't want to start using it
over
until it's
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
We'll put when you
I
put
will
the
have
late,
it fixed for I'll have it
we'll
fixed
put
for
put it in post
Monday.
The late sounding announcement the like a late
yeah.
Joey DeFalco, young Joey DeFalco off the disco list has opened his own promotion, Second Generation Pro Wrestling, inaugural event, Memorial Day weekend in Vegas. Go for Broke, it's called. D.I., will you be booked for Second Generation Pro Wrestling, do you think?
I'm not a Second Generation Pro Wrestler, so how would I be booked on
and
that?
And that's not a late-breaking news item either.
I'm trying to help Joey.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Because, you know, he's trying to get to Vegas, hoping that Joey
he's a little bastard, that kid. Yeah. Okay, he's a son of a bitch for disrespecting me at the show.
Taking
at the
you off the poster.
Right.
I do need
to put it back on the disco list.
Yeah, I'm going
to I do need another reason to return to Vegas, so I certainly wouldn't mind going to his show or AEW or whatever.
You ever pay for anything, Joe, or you just try to gag people sleep at their house?
I'm going to Fozzy.
You out.
I'm going to Fozzy in 2 weeks, and I paid. I didn't even ask Chris for anything. You know?
Good.
But I will try to get him to make me look cool, though.
Support independent wrestling.
Support
Fozzy.
Support independent artists.
So what we're going to do here is a WrestleMania preview. I'm a little nervous about it because if I start asking Disco how he'd book a match or who he wants to win.
No, this is
it, only when you ask stupid shit, dude.
We provide enough of content on this show. We're going to do a WrestleMania preview.
And it'll be out tonight.
It'll go up on YouTube and just get our predictions. Now, these are not – the predictions of what I think would happen. These are predictions of what I think they should do.
They should do. Okay.
That's how I want to do this. All right.
So they've separated the matches. They've announced what's night one, night and night two. Starting out, this is how it's listed. I don't know if they're going to open, but night one, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio.
No. Let's go in order.
That is in order. Number seven.
Number seven would be like that. That's at the end, Joe, not the beginning.
No. Number one is Theory versus Cena. Number seven is Rey versus
Dom. That's what I'm saying. Well, number one is Theory.
So you want to start with the main event. Okay.
Right. That's not the main event. It's the first match on that show. All right. They're opening the show with Cena versus Theory. So go in order from one through seven.
All right. So Austin versus Austin Theory versus John Cena.
I would definitely put Austin Theory over if you're making him the next John Cena.
Without a doubt. Conan?
Yep. Same reason.
The theory over.
All right.
Okay, Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Hey, Seth Rollins is going to go over, but this is going to steal the show. I predict this is going to be the best match on the show.
Yeah, I think they're going to. Go ahead.
Who won last time, Logan Paul or Seth?
They haven't wrestled yet.
Yeah.
But he's gotten over on him. He's like put him down like three times already, you know?
I'd do it again.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Even though his contract runs out, he's done with WWE after this match.
Well, if he agrees to extend, then I'd put him over. If not, then I'd beat him.
Yeah. Same thing. If he agrees to extend, I'd have Logan win. If not, I'd have Rollins win. And I agree that it could possibly be at least the match of the show on night one. But we'll see.
Well, let me ask you. We'll go over this because then I have a question I want to ask here. Uh-huh. Okay, who's next, Joe?
What is it?
Next up is the very exciting Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky versus Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky.
Couldn't care less. I bet the babyfaces go over.
I'm going to go Damage Control goes over, some kind of heel turn on the face team.
I'm booking it like Disco said. This is the way I book it. I'd have the baby face team go over strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a question, DR? Or you want me to go on to the next?
I'll keep going.
Okay. Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profits versus Chad Gable and Otis versus the Viking Raiders. WrestleMania Showcase. Four-way tag match.
I'm predicting that they're going to do something here that creates tension between the Street Profits and creates something with these two having something coming out of this that's going to be the focus of this that's going to be the storyline coming out of the match is going to be the focus of this is my opinion.
Mm.
That's what I would do.
I'm going to think Alpha Academy wins, and I think at some point Strowman's going to turn heel on Ricochet.
Okay.
What do you think about the tag match, Conan?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match. I'm not really interested in it, and I would put the Viking Raiders over.
SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea. As I was saying before you came on, Conan, that was supposed to be the main event for night one, but now the whispers are that Owens and Zayn versus the Usos
has
been the main.
That should be the main event. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's social justice. If you're trying to make there's no reason that just because they're females – that match should go higher in the card than the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Right. And
you're just trying to appease a bunch of people that are complaining just for the sake of complaining. Cause everybody even knows that the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, even the girls know that match is higher in the card than theirs.
And the best way to end the show would be Owens and Zayn winning the belts and celebrating and your fireworks and all that. But anyway,
now who would you pick here? Rhea or Charlotte Disco?
As long as Charlotte's a babyface, I would put Rhea Ripley over.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Charlotte. I'd rather Charlotte put Rhea over than do something where Charlotte turns more heel.
Yeah, Charlotte wouldn't lose anything by losing this match, whereas Rhea would gain from that win, so I'd give it to Rhea.
Yeah, I'd give it to Rhea. She's had it long enough. She doesn't need it. I am not buying her as a babyface.
Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Well, tag titles.
Assuming the Usos are going to go – I mean, the Sami and Kevin are going over, so.
Right.
That's who I would put over anyways.
Of course.
When you find somebody hot enough to give the titles to, that's when you give them.
Right.
And these guys are hot enough to give it to them.
And then finally, listed at seven is Rey versus Dom.
You can't. There's no way you can let the dad get beat by the punk kid at WrestleMania. I just don't see it happening. The dad has to go over here.
I think Dom's going to go over, and I think it could lead to Rey hanging up the boots.
I would put Dom over. Rey's not hanging up the boots. Go ahead.
Good booking, Joe.
That's all.
So I want to say this. So this is my question to you. Well, hypothetically speaking, Conan, Logan Paul beats Seth Rollins. Like, bro, who is Rollins' next feud against coming out of this show?
Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. I'm just saying this. Like, I'm wondering, like, who on earth would you match Seth? Because Seth is still a pretty hot character.
Right.
And he's like in no man's land here, regardless of the finish of this match.
Well, all you need is somebody to interfere in the end of the match or backstage, and you've got a feud. So I'm not too worried about that.
All right.
Yeah, I think they'll go back to it. Rollins and Logan will have another match down the line.
All right, let's go to night two.
Night two. Of course, Roman versus Cody, undisputed title.
We're not doing that one first, Joe.
That's how you had me. You said number one.
First match.
Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
I would put Omos over.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be, they're going to do some bunch of bells and whistles around this to make this interesting and entertaining. So, but, you know, I'd put Omos over.
Unless they're going to give him some sort of Superman push and rehabilitate him. He already lost to Strowman and he lost to somebody else. He's already had two losses.
Right.
Why would he be Lesnar unless they're really going to make him a super monster?
I'd like to know Brock's contract status going into this match. If he's got more dates this year and stuff, then I would probably put Brock over.
Right. You know? Well, if I was booking this, I'd put Brock over. Right.
It's been reported that recently at Raw, Brock was going around saying goodbye to people. So I'm going to.
Why would you say that to us?
I would predict it. We've already reported it, but
no, we haven't.
I would. I did on the show. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You never said that, Joe. You just now reported that just now. Like, that's a spoiler that I don't, and you know I don't like spoilers.
It doesn't
find
mean it.
Find it, and I'll give you $100. But if you can't find it, you give me $100, or you pay that Delaware
tax. Just subtract, right?
Subtract. Yeah. So I would think almost goes, I would think almost goes over. But my problem with that is, what do you do with him from there if he's not ready and shit like that? Then it's kind of a waste to give a Brock loss to him. But I still just think that's how they're gonna go.
But remember the last match of Brock had? They had the tractor come out there and tilted the ring over.
Fun,
I could see some special effects in this type of match. You know, to show the guy's size and everything. So I think it's gonna be very entertaining.
Well, imagine this: Bray Wyatt doesn't even have a match.
Right.
You wouldn't have thought that 3 months ago. Yeah.
And that really fucked Lashley over. You know, fucked him out of a Mania slot. But yeah. Bianca versus Asuka, Raw Women's Title.
Seriously not interested. I'd have Bianca beat her.
I don't care. Bianca, keep Bianca over and
right.
maybe have her have Charlotte heal and get back working her, you know?
Right.
You want these two, like the way what the show can, the women's division needs is like the really good workers and stars working against each other at the top by themselves.
Right.
You know, to get that, like, you know, to get that more interesting again. So
the star power and better matches.
Right. Right.
But it really hurt when you know, what's this girl's, Sasha left and, you know, Naomi left. Those were two big holes. Yeah.
I'd put Asuka over because I'm just not into Bianca. That's all just, right. You know. You got your four-way women's WrestleMania showcase match, tag match, Liv and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya and Shotzi.
I wouldn't even book this. I would just go to the bathroom while this match is on and come back.
Why is this even on WrestleMania?
Just to get the girls on the show.
And to get Ronda on the show as well. I think Ronda and Shane are going to win. And
that's what
I like, because they're doing a lot of backstage storyline stuff with Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green. I would put them over and continue that. Like, have them cheat and stuff and demands, you know, like they win and they go to Pearson and demanding more things and stuff. I would put them over. So
I like that. Edge versus Finn Balor, Hell in a Cell. Finn is listed as the demon. So,
well, it's got to be Finn because Edge is part time and Finn's, you know, still prominently a weekly television character. So I would put Finn over as a demon.
Yeah, it's got to be Balor.
What about you, Conan?
Yes, 100%. I would put over Finn, especially Edge is. He should be right now in a point in his career where he's just putting people over.
Triple threat for the Intercontinental title, Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew. And I'm just to hear what you guys say about this one.
Keep it on Gunther. They're not he needs a better angle before he drops his
100%.
Yeah. Than this randomly throwing against two guys. Sheamus and Drew are gonna screw each other over and Gunther's gonna win this. So
I'd give it to Drew because he just needs something to do. You know. I'd go with Drew there. But Roman and Cody, Universal title, big match.
Cody goes over with some type of a big thing happening that causes it, I think. Maybe Jey Uso turns on Roman, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, you have to put Cody over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would still do Roman, though, if I was booking it. But I'm just thinking it's very obvious that Cody's going to win. Because if, you know, it tells the story of, you know, we're doing this. We took one of your top stars from AEW. We brought him on our show. We made him the world champion at WrestleMania. Like, what a great marketing tool that is,
right,
to try to pull future talent.
Bro, so that's kinda what I do. Yeah. When we bring in CMLL talent, I don't bury them to appease the boys in our dressing
right.
room.
Right.
I put them over to let the other guys know, hey, you can come over here and we're not going to bury
right.
you.
Right, and the boys in the dressing room that all get pissed off. It's like, right. dude, look at your pay, look at your bank accounts. You guys are still making really good money. Let me run my business.
Right,
you know, right. right. You get paid. You do what you're told. You're getting paid fine. You know,
100%. Right. And the thing is I doubt Vince, and I know this for a fact. He flew to Cody's house. That would make him such a fucking stud.
Even to Marietta, Georgia.
Wherever he was living.
That's right down the street from where I live. So Vincent Van yeah. came in a limousine right down the street on Old Can Road. I should have pulled him over and told him yeah. to go. You know, they stomped a mud hole in him and walked it dry.
Good old Marietta.
Marietta Tushy Kiki.
And I doubt he went to his house just to promise him, hey, you know, you're going to make a lot of money and you're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Plus, like I said with the Usos, when you find somebody hot enough to give the title to, which Cody could be hotter but is hot enough, you should mm-hmm. give him the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's time. Cody's the right guy, and it's been Roman for such a long time.
Timing is everything, bro. Champion. Timing is everything. He's in the yeah. right place at the right fucking time.
It's the right place, right time, and he's super popular. I think him as a long-term babyface champion would be a really good thing. Yeah. The kids seem way into him, so.
Right.
You know.
All right, well, that's been our WrestleMania preview.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.